This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Monday, February 4th. Well, cattle bounces back a bit from Thursday's downturn in the market. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
That big reversal, remember, started with a new high, and then it really fell. The pullback, though, should be really short-lived. Remember that the market didn't make those new highs before it really tumbled in triple digits. And I think it put a little bit of a scare in some of the traders. That being said, there was some buying coming in to kind of shore up the markets. The feeders stabilized as well. The futures still remain in that same channel, but this mini market correction really got the attention of everyone. That's because of those losses, but this bear market just should be short term and we should move back up into the upswing. Right now, the weights of some of these cattle is much lower than last year and the demand is actually up. So once we start to get our footing again, we're going to see the markets start to move.
Chicago March wheat prices closed Friday up 7 3/4 at 524.5. March corn was up 1 3/4 at 378.25. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day unchanged, ranging from 635 to 658. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for February were up 9 3/4, ranging from 663 3/4 to 668 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for February were up 5.5, ranging from 670.5 to 680.5. Live cattle for February were up 65 cents at 125.67.5. February feeder cattle were down 2.5 cents at 142.47.5. And February Class 3 milk was up a penny at 14.06.
I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine report from the Ag Information Network.